The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's a great pleasure for me. I was reared on the Popey and Hooky days of rugby analysis when there was proper analysis, a knockdown, drag-out fight you could end up talking about. Winston Churchill, of course, on TV and on News Talk. But over recent years, at corporate events I've done and conferences, there's regularly a 15-minute slot where Brent Pope makes a presentation about this elephant. And he brings in this sculpture. It's about 4 foot high and it's painted in different colours. And usually he has the begging bowl out to the corporates to try and get them to get an elephant into their boardroom, into their reception area. And really what it's all about is raising awareness about the stigma of mental health, but also asking companies to incorporate an approach to mental health into their corporate social responsibility, into their workplace and so on. And it's really 100% genuine, and Brent's passion on this is so sincere. And the thing I always say, because I went through a period where I got therapy myself, I had a mental breakdown and a real crisis situation in the 90s, and I came out the other side just fine. One in four people at one point in their life will encounter some form of mental health problem. So he's here to talk to us about a new initiative linked to the education sector. First of all, welcome. How are you?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Selling the shoes and
still
the shirts.
Selling the shoes and the shirts. I've got a finger in a lot of pies, but you have to, you know,
exactly. So, tell me about the regular Elephant in the Room campaign, and then we'll talk about your new links to the Kind Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I have a background in mental health over the years, suffering myself from mental health illness, let's call it an illness, over many years since I was a young, since a young boy. So for the last 20 years, I've been trying to get it out there that it's good to talk, you know, and I face so much judgment, so much stigma along the way that people are coming to me all the time and saying things are changing, Brent. And I say, really, I don't see it. You know, people are saying to me all the time, people are talking about mental health more often now than, and I said, but who are they talking to? What are they talking about is the important questions. And we know now that early intervention is crucial because men in particular will only look for help at crisis stage. And so we're losing, you know, it's become an epidemic. Suicide has become an epidemic in this country. And I just saw a headline a couple of years ago which is saying, dying for someone to talk to. It's the biggest killer of young men under 50, and yet we don't talk about it. We keep it buried and we think we can deal with it ourselves. We can't. You need to find someone that cares. You need to find someone to talk to, because other aspects of mental health, I'm not just talking about necessarily the big three, which is anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts or ideology. For me, the elephant is anything that negatively impacts your mental health on a daily basis. Is it work bullying? Is it social media bullying, which has become a huge problem with the new generation? Is it weight problems? Is it gender problems? Is it sexuality? Whatever is negatively affecting your mental health, that is your elephant. Because if I was to say to you in conversation, oh, that's the elephant in the room, it means to me and to everybody like me, it means don't go there. You know, don't push on that part of the conversation. It's too raw for someone. If you're starting a conversation, they turn around to you and say, oh, well, Ivan's the elephant in the room. You just say, look, back off that part of the conversation. What I'm trying to tell people is push through that part of conversation and find someone you can talk to, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody random, if you're in a crisis situation, and move on with your lives. But so that's where the collaboration started. I never thought it would be this big. I just came up with an idea a few years ago with Owen Byrne, who had bought these cows in previously that you've seen. And I just wanted something that represented in my life hope, that there is hope of recovery from mental health, all mental health issues, if you get help at the right time. And also permission that it's not weak to speak after all.
Why didn't you pick a horse or a dog?
Because
why did you pick
everybody has an elephant. Everybody has somewhere they don't want to go if pushed. Everybody has a raw emotion around a feeling or a thought process that just says, hey, I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm trying to tell people that, you know, during my life, a bit like yours and our generation, it was weak to speak as a man. You were seen as being a whimper. I couldn't even go to my own father with my problems because I thought that he would think that, what sort of son have I produced?
Well, and you were regarded as a rugby player, a real hard guy, an All Black.
Hard, physical. And that's the other thing. Everything was always related back to the physical self, you know, and I still get it now. I mean, they give, you know, you put in the tail end of a well-being week because what people don't realise is that it's the mind that drives the body. It's not the other way around. So I thought then about the next move away from the corporate world, and that, which is fine, is get it into schools because we know already that early intervention is crucial. We should be getting to these pupils at schools a lot earlier so that they have their toolbox in place to look after their mental health when something happens. So
tell us about this new school initiative. How does it work?
The Kind Foundation, who are a new Irish charity formed by a husband and wife team, David and Jacqueline Klein. He sold his business, I think, a few years ago in PR in New York. And they're really about giving back. And it should be aptly named the Kind Foundation. But they came to us when they heard that we wanted to get elephants into school. So they gave us the funding to allow us to get started in schools because the impact we're having in schools is amazing. Like just last week I was at Michael's school, week before that, earlier in the week I was at Trinity Comprehensive School in Ballymun. They're all coming back to me and saying what an impact this elephant has made because it becomes a symbol for those children in trouble. And I mean, every day, Ivan, I'm hearing back from parents that their children are in trouble. You know, they've got
there's no doubt, you know, if anyone, look, I'm 65 now, look back on their life, you know, for everyone on the journey of life, those teenage years in post-primary school, you're dealing with puberty, you're dealing with addiction, bullying.
Hormonal changes.
You're becoming an adult and you don't necessarily have the skills to cope with it. And it's a bit of a rat race as well. You know what I mean? In terms of the way the online it's
expectation,
all gone.
Validation, you know, social media. Thank God we didn't have social media in our day. Thank God. Because I've seen some of the tech. So when I go out and talk to schools, I say, look, you've got to be kinder to yourselves and you've got to be kinder to each other. And that's where it starts. I'm not the answer to everything. I know that, Ivan. But maybe, just maybe, I'm the start of something. Maybe somebody goes into a school that's having a bad day and feels that they can't talk to somebody. Somebody sees an elephant out there. They look for a better day. They look to say that, okay, I'm in a place where I'm being looked after, that someone cares about that. So I want an elephant to go out to every school, and the Kind Foundation have allowed me to start the process.
So what I'm not quite clear on is, so 15 post-primary schools have signed up. In terms of signing up, maybe they buy an elephant, the elephant's in you know, either the assembly room or the reception area, but what does it mean to the life of a student or the life of a teacher?
What it means is basically this. We need skin in the game. So we're appealing. I launched this a couple of weeks ago to the principals and I was inundated by schools, you know, looking for an elephant. What we've allowed, if you're a corporate, you buy in an elephant because it represents, and you also have the budget to do that. And they're not hugely expensive, but they come from the other side of the world and the expensive.
There's a cost, trades.
Yes, there's a cost. So what we're asking schools to do, if they want to be part of this, it's a third, a third, a third. They use it as a project to fundraise. You know, we're talking, you know, 1,500 or a couple of grand at most or something. The Kind Foundation put in a third. We put in a third. This allows it to get out to schools or something at a really a reduced cost where otherwise they couldn't afford it. And then what they do is that then they use that as a kind of a signing board to get the work done. They get it painted in the school, what mental health means to them. I mean, we just had plenty of schools coming back to us and they actually had pupils going up and writing on the side of the elephant what their problems were. And it allowed schools to get to people before it was crisis stage. That's what we're hearing back, that, you know, pupils are coming up and saying, hey, I saw this elephant. They read the plaque on the front of the elephant that says, while you're at whatever school you're at, you're in a safe place, in a place where you can be vulnerable and you can go and talk to someone. That's what I say, that I'm not the answer, but maybe, just maybe, I'm the start of something. Maybe if I give the power to, and which we're hearing back all the time, that, you know, we're saving lives out there, Ivan. We are. I know
And in terms of the modus operandi, Is it that, you know, during civics class they would have in someone who's maybe a psychotherapist or,
yeah, yeah.
Or psychologist? Or just tell me in terms of creating awareness about help.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, but again, it's the start. It leads to on what they're. It's the same as in the corporate. This is not the answer. What we're wanting schools to come back to and say, look, oh, Brent, this is the catalyst for change for us. And what we're going to put in place in the next couple of years is more counsellors, more services, more online training, all
outreach,
those things.
Yeah. Outreach. No, I'm involved with the charity, the Irish Lighthouse. Did you
Lighthouse?
Know that there are 77 times more
yeah.
suicides in the construction industry than
Lighthouse
anyone else?
Have an elephant.
And it's male.
Yep.
They're maybe away
yep.
from home a
yep.
lot, going from job to job. Yep. Drinking, addiction, there, yeah, and there's a lot of bullying on
yeah,
these sites,
absolutely,
and they bottle it up. And like one employer said to me, you know, here I'm running a big construction
yeah.
business, and one day this guy just jumped off a scaffolding and
yeah.
killed himself. Like, how do I deal with that? And that's how the
but
Lighthouse.
It's the same as I work very closely with the construction industry, and I have done for years, and a number of construction industries have taken our elephants, so that's a sign of change. I also work with the prison officers and guards and male-dominated areas.
Final question. If someone is interested in this, they're connected with a school, maybe on a board of management or whatever,
yep.
how do they get in touch?
Go onto our website, www.elephantheroom.ie, and look at the school's programs. We have a lot of other programs, getting elephants to Uganda this year, to villages out there. We've got elephants for MND to raise awareness and funds for MND. I have a lion's elephant, a puma elephant. I've got the All Blacks assignment. I've got the French assignment. So everybody's behind it. But the message is just that it's not weak to speak. So if you're a young man listening to this, know that somebody cares and you've got to reach out before it gets to crisis stage. That's the message.
Brent Pope, a broadcaster and pioneer of the Elephant in the Room. Wonderful, wonderful campaign, getting greater connection and reach all over the country. Thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.